There it is, y'all. Your Rosie on the House wake-up call on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, just inches ahead of a fairly good wedding. I think we're going to get pretty much statewide this weekend. We're in the garden, as we always are this first hour, with John J. Harper. Listen, let me just grab your attention for 1 minute. Go ahead and pour that first cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Still, according to Rosie Romero and millions of others, the best cup of coffee you can buy. Pour yourself a cup of Dunkin', sit down, and if you know anybody that has any intent on buying or refinancing a home, just know you've got to call them and tell them to tune in for the 9 and 10 o'clock hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be focusing on first-time home buyers. If you know a recent college graduate, a new young newlywed couple, a child, a grandchild, a niece, or a nephew that are moving into the home buying market, have them tune in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking about pre-qualifying and all the ins and outs of mortgages. In the 10 o'clock hour, if you know anyone that's lost a home to foreclosure or short sale and they're wondering how to get back in the game, that's going to be the focus of the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, as we always are, we're in the garden with John J. Harper. And John Jay, we appreciate, as always, you coming down and joining us. Folks, if you've got a question, a dilemma, or anxiety about your landscaping, gardening, water, irrigation, trimming, fertilizing, outdoor lighting, outdoor living, and you live in Arizona, you can call us toll-free right now at 1-888-767-4348. Romy, who just texted you that picture of the Hassayampa River in Wickenburg?
That was Kevin Rogers. He's a farmer here in the Maricopa County. He does all the hay that you see along the 101 down as you get close to Harper's Nursery in Scottsdale. And he's on his way to a Farm Bureau meeting in Mojave County up in Kingman.
And that was a picture from just this morning?
That was this morning.
Man, the Hassayampa, you don't see it flowing like that very often.
You could actually drink out of the Hassayampa, you know.
You can float
the little sign that says here, make a liar out of you because there's no water. Well, today there's a lot of water in it.
And you were talking earlier that you've been watching rain gauges down around Benson, and they've set a record for rainfall this month.
Douglas had set a record as of a couple weeks ago so far.
Wow.
Some places have exceeded 20 inches of rain since the monsoon started in southeastern Arizona.
I was in Springerville 2 weeks ago, and I tell you what, that drive between Sholo and Springerville, you'd think you're driving through Ireland.
It's green.
Oh, man, it's gorgeous.
And this morning, I drove here with my windows down for the first time in a while.
In a few months?
Me too. That was nice.
It was wonderful.
It was raining coming in from the Wickenburg area. But I still had my windows down.
So
I got
absolutely
wet.
Get wet. That's it. And we're talking about outdoor living and homes and investments today. So we thought we'd talk about what are good or bad investments in the landscape. And, of course, you know, it's hard to say, but probably the bad investments are things that you do, mistakes that are made. And the number one mistake that's made in landscaping is not planning, is just going out and getting started and putting the wrong thing in the wrong place.
Poke that over here, poke this over here, stuff that in that corner.
And before you know it, you've got a tree that's too big for the spot, and it's, you know, it's tearing up the sidewalk or the neighbor's fence, or it's, you know, hanging over something you don't want it to hang over. So the right plant in the right place is really key. The number two problem or mistake, I think, is not putting in a correct irrigation system, not zoning it properly, not getting the right controller that would allow you to water the trees separately from the shrubs, separately from zones in the lawn, and having somebody professionally think it through with you so that you have the ability to water correctly all the different aspects of your irrigation system.
That is critical. That really is. I mean, I feel like we didn't break ours down into enough different channels when we put our system in.
And I've got the original. So mine's near on 30 years old.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it at the time was the best thing you could buy. Now it's
30 years
old. It's so antiquated. It still works, and I know how to use it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So I compromise and
cheat
do some
it
things.
And bend it on the ends and make
it
work.
Well, yeah, I just make it work. Yeah. You know, a lot of times I just do it manually.
Yeah. But,
most people aren't going to want to do that. So that's probably the number two thing. And then I think after that, it's not thinking through the way you are going to live outside. A lot of people I see, they want to have this fancy outdoor kitchen. Well, that's all fine and dandy. How much do you cook outside? Mm-hmm. Do you really need a refrigerator that's
yes
40 yards of well, I agree. I think that's probably the one thing people should put in that they don't. But, you know, if you put it clear across on the other side of the acre lot, yeah, out in full sun, you know, who's going to use that in the middle of the day on a hot, you know, 4th of July weekend barbecue? So think about when you barbecue. If you can barbecue in the shade, we cook outside. That's when I would prefer to cook outside rather than heating the house up.
Absolutely.
Is to use the outdoor oven. Ours is just, we have a pass-through window. It's right on the outside of the kitchen. So it's just, boom, it's right there. And I have a refrigerator and a sink with hot and cold water, both. So
nice.
Those are the kind of things, if it's in a handy place, where you locate things, the kind of pavers you use, how much paving space do you want, how hot is the paving space. If you're going to put in an artificial lawn, please put a sprinkler system on it. That doesn't mean you can't put a sprinkler system on. You don't have to schedule it to run.
Right.
But if you've got dogs or kids, you'll want to cool that sucker down.
Wash
it
down.
Or wash it off.
Yeah.
Before they go use it. So you really need somebody to help you think through all of those things. And I think the last thing, and you probably see more mistakes, this isn't a thing that will hurt you, it just isn't done right, is lighting. You know, people just, they don't know how to do it right. And, you know, you see it done wrong. And if it's done right,
it's art.
It is art.
It is art.
It takes somebody to really think about, well, how is that plant going to grow? What are the benefits of that plant? How do you want to highlight that plant? What are you going to do in this area? Do you need it for security in certain places? You know, how bright does it need to be? You know, that sort of thing. And it has gotten easier with LED because you don't have to worry about balancing, and you can put a lot of lights on even a very small transformer these days. But it's still, you have to know where to put those lights to get the best effect and how to do it right. So there's a lot of things that you can spend money on in the landscape. And I see a lot of people spend a lot of money on certain hardscape features that end up not getting used very much. Kiva fireplace way over in the corner over there.
It makes me want to cry when I go into people's backyards we've remodeled 10, 12 years ago, and I go to what was a fairly extensive outdoor kitchen, and I open the grill, and I open the refrigerator, and I open...
It looks brand new. Like,
oh, they haven't even touched it. It's filled with cobwebs. I mean, you got to get Blue Sky Pest Control out there to get rid of the black widows before you can start cooking. It's incredible. The other thing... Lighting is something people don't put enough thought into. And I'll tell you another thing is outdoor sound systems.
There you go.
Where they're pointing speakers out away from the house into the neighbor's backyard. They got to go out, run the wires out to the neighbor's wall, and point the speakers back towards you.
Waterproof speakers and speakers that are built into rocks and all these different things that you can actually have the thing just surrounding you out there. So there's a lot of great ideas. Just, I guess it goes all back to planning. And having somebody help you really sit down and ask the questions of how are you going to use it, why are you going to use it, when are you going to use it, and having not only the right plant in the right place, but the barbecue in the right place and the spa in the right place and all those things in the right location.
Conduit, wire, all that stuff is so cheap once you've already got everything dug up. It's worth it to put something extra in there, whether you end up using it or not.
Just go ahead and have them run.
It's hard to over-infrastructure a landscape. And when it's low voltage like that, it's so inexpensive when you consider if you don't put it in there, you let it mature, and then you've got to, you know, your lifestyle's changed. The kids are bigger. You want to add something up. It's hard to go in and rip up something nice that you've spent 10, 12 years putting
together. That gets back to having somebody plan it for you, putting sleeves in, having make sure, well, we don't know what they're going to do with it. Well, at least run the sleeve or run the wire, so it's there. It's not expensive, especially if they're already there doing stuff, to at least have it stubbed or sleeved or run to that spot in the yard so that you don't have to then tear things up. And that's what gets expensive.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to talk with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery. I have a feeling at some point in this show, we might just be talking about fall gardening a little bit, especially in light of how easy digging is going to be today. If you were in the...
Or at least it's cooler to dig today.
in the area of some of that rain. I'm not even going to need the tiller, I don't think. It probably just one shovel at a time.
Well, it might be at your house. It ain't rained enough here to do any of that.
Let's bring in Don in Glendale, who wants to talk about his lawn. Good morning, sir. Welcome to Rosie on the house.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Basic question. I just bought a house, and this has got a small patch of grass out back. And it's got those weeds that have that double-pointed burr.
Mm-hmm.
And they're everywhere.
They're called bullheads.
Right. I know.
Goat
they're
heads.
Bullheads. I've lived here too many years.
Yeah.
Well, I'm debating whether to remove all the grass, because it's not in that great a shape anyway. Or I've tried killing it. It's not dying. And besides that, there's tons of the little burrs just laying on the ground.
Well.
And my dogs look like they're walking on hot coals.
Wow. That many.
That's bad. Yeah.
Well, if the lawn's not that great, anyway, you probably hit the nail on the head. Round up and just start over. Get it killed. Now, best thing to do to try and kill it is to water it good. Maybe even get a little fertilizer on it. Get that lawn and the weeds and everything as green as you can get it. This rain might do it for you this week till after this. And wait probably till after this weekend to start spraying. And get it sprayed and get it killed and get those weeds and seeds, and those burrs are also seeds, so you want to get rid of them as well and start over.
1-888-767-4348.